If they worship Lord Shiva and pray to him that, please, I want to be a good devotee like you, that is wonderful. You will see in the fourth canto, Lord Shiva instructs the Prachetas and teaches them how to worship Krishna. And we do know that Lord Shiva even has his own sampradaya, Vaishnava sampradaya, called the Rudra sampradaya. So if people actually follow what Lord Shiva himself says, like here, that yes, you can follow the teachings of Lord Shiva and pray to him, let me become a better devotee. Yes. Yes. But you got to understand the context. When Krishna condemns demigod worship, it's on the basis of their approaching the demigods for material benefits. That's what. Or they're worshiping demigods with the thinking that all the demigods are equal and independent to Krishna. Okay? That's why it's condemned in the Bhagavad Gita. But this, just as the gopis worship Katyayani, but Katyayani is a form of Durga, but what was their prayer? I want Krishna to be my husband. And Prabhupada specifically makes the point. Here it's okay, because they're not praying to the demigods for some material benefit. Rukmini also, the day that she was to marry Shishupal, she had to go to the Durga temple. She also prayed to Ambika or Durga, Amba Mata, please see to it that Krishna rescues me. And as soon as she came out, who was on the chariot? Krishna. So yes, the condemnation of demigod worship is when it is for material things, or when it's with the understanding that all the gods are the same. Other than that, no problem. Okay? Brahma is the head of our sampradaya. He's right there. After Krishna, if you look in Prabhupada's Gita, after Krishna, it's Lord Brahma. We're known as the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So one has to understand the context. Does that satisfy you? Yes.
So in India, if we go to visit different temples, so we can, when you pray, you can ask that to help us to advance or more, we get the love of Krishna.
Of course. You will see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya also offered obeisances to the Shiva deity. There were some temples Lord Chaitanya visited and offered his obeisances to the deity of Lord Shiva. How? Vaishnavanam yata shambhu. Not that he's the supreme. Lord Chaitanya is not going to become confused. Lord Chaitanya was a Krishna fanatic. But he could understand, and with the intention, this is Lord Shiva, the great devotee. When I go to Radharaman temple, and Kakani can tell you before every class, I say the prayers, I acknowledge Ganesh, Hanuman, Durga, Shiva, but I'm chanting the prayers from the Brahma Sanhita. I'm offering my respect, but under the correct understanding. We'll leave it at that. Let us chant one little... Yes?